Blog Talk Radio.
DH. JLP. SW.
Blessings up and blessings to my enemy. It's alright if you partners not feeling me. Blessings up and blessings to my enemy. Praying for the words you want to end of me. Since I came about that sin, none of my songs getting no spins. Relationships gone with most of my friends. Prodigal son eating with pigs, drinking that lick and smoking them sticks. Talking about me, my wife, and my kids.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And I know and understand that we have a couple guests on the call. This is James Bone Christian Smith, live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And we want to start the show tonight with a short prayer and just welcome everyone to the call. Precious Father, we thank you for this day, December the 6th, 2013. We had a very busy week. Last Friday, we were getting over the day after Thanksgiving, and it's been a very busy week for me. I spent a couple of days in Maryland and New Jersey book signing. I want to thank you for my safe travels, and had some very good meetings with potential sponsors for my boxing show coming up June the 14th in Myrtle Beach, North Carolina versus South Carolina. And the old man, James Bone Christian Smith, at 60, will do a special three-round exhibition. And we're excited about that. A lot of sponsors. We've sold a lot of VIP tables already. We thank you for the success we've had so far. And we just welcome Pastor Hill on the call tonight, and a very good friend of mine I met a few years ago. I met him in New Jersey, and since that time he's moved down to Florida, and he and his wife came to Myrtle Beach to support one of my events a year or so ago. And Mr. Alex Penix, why don't you just tell us what you're doing these days down in Florida, and I know you got a big show coming up next year, 2014, and in May, when a lot of boxers are coming into town, and you have your own radio show, and I'm going to be your guest next week. And you called earlier tonight, and I invited you to be my guest. So why don't you just tell the listening fans out there what you're doing and where you come from and where you are, and tell us a little something about you.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show, first of all. It's an honor to be on your show. And it's also an honor to know you the way I do. But I got to correct you on one thing, and don't mean to be disrespectful. You know me longer than a few years. I've known you from the Boxing Hall of Fame almost 10 years ago.
Well,
so we know each other quite a while.
We got to call that a few years.
Okay. Well, I have a boxing talk show on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock at Mathis Media. Interior on Blog TV as well. I have actually, if you wish, you can go to my webpage, which is left, like a left hook, leftitintheRing.com, and I have all my live shows on there too, instead of always having to look around for it in in the different stations that they have. So you can easily go to my webpage and check it out. I'm also, like he said, Mr. Bonecrusher said, I'm doing a boxing event May 10th here at St. Augustine, Florida. We're going to be having 25 or so boxers come down, do autograph signings. The boxers will be able to raise money because a lot of boxers are really in bad shape, so it's to help them out as well. I'm also taking a large percentage, and that's one of the things that me and Bonecrusher, we've been friends because I take percentages of the money that I make and I donate it to the children in one way or another. Before I was doing stuff with the PAL, this time what I'm doing is trying to help Flagler Estates open up a youth center. It's a nice size development, but, I mean, the kids have nothing to do. And when people move out of there, they go vandalizing the house and stuff because they have nothing to do. So we're going to be trying to open up a youth center for Flagler Estates, which is in Hastings, Florida, still part of St. Augustine. And we're going to be trying to do a lot of things up here. And this show that we're doing is going to be annually. Every year I'm going to be asking the different boxers to come down and to raise money for themselves and for the children of the future. Now, like, for example, Mr. Bonecrusher, he's seen me at work. I brought him to when I was in Asbury or Neptune, which is in Jersey. I brought him down to the PAL where he was, the kids were throwing bag, the punches at the jab, I mean at the bag, and he was like, hey, hey, do it this way. And then he talked to the kids. We took pictures with the kids. The kids, until the day I left, was talking about the different things that, you know, I was trying to do there in Jersey. But, we had a family, you know, in death in my wife's side, and her aunt was the only person up here, and her aunt's getting kind of old. So we decided to move up here, and I'm trying to make the best out of whatever it is. And right now I have some game plans, and I have some further goals thanks to Bone Crusher. You know, me and him became friends, and he talked about this and that, and he gave me some ideas and stuff, and that, now I'm after it, but one thing at a time. And the first thing I'm focusing on right now is helping these children, and hopefully the show in May 10th will start off a whole new thing.
That is awesome. And, when the new year starts in January, I'm going to be starting a online at-school program, and it'll be a situation where kids can log in to the internet. We have a website, we have a webcam and set up, and we can talk, and they can see me and talk to me, ask me questions, and just it's going to be part of my mentoring program. And we definitely want to have you hooked up with us and with the kids there in St. Augustine, hooked up, and kids around the world. Because of the technology, the World Wide Web, and, I've been all over the world boxing, and now we get a chance to mentor kids around the world. They'll have access, if they have a computer, they'll have access to us, and they can ask us questions, and we can encourage them. And actually teach them some basic fundamentals, because, you know, like you said, Alex, a lot of these kids are just bored, and they're gonna do things. You know, whether we give them something positive to do, or if we don't give them something positive to do that they can wrap their brain around, then they're gonna be pulled and into negative things and bad things and make bad decisions. And that was one of the reasons I wrote my book in February, Mad, Make a Decision, because I was upset with the way things was going. And, for about 12 months now, Alex, since November the 1st, 2012, I've been drinking alkaline water and taking some nutritional products with Zuma Worldwide, and I've had my body charged up. I feel 20 years younger, Alex. And just to do a worldwide commercial, this event we're doing June the 14th is going to be on the internet. People will be able to watch it worldwide, and we just need to get the word out and make sure. And this is how I met Pastor Hill down a few months ago, down in his hometown, down in Diane Chapman's hometown in near Orangeburg, South Carolina. I met them at a Zuma Worldwide meeting, and we've been friends, and we talked about putting this show together. Pastor Hill, I just want you to share a couple words, you know, and about me and about Zuma.
I can't get on.
You can't get on?
No. Okay, I might be getting on through my phone, but through the radio station, we having bad. This is the server down. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So I called in through my phone. So, okay, that's good. That's a new avenue we got. Yes, I was excited to meet you for the first time, and we had a wonderful time down there in Bowman with Ms. Chaplin and Brother Eric, and they exposed us to Zuma Worldwide products, and, man, I'm just excited. We about to go to another level in Zuma. We about to go to another level helping children that's really obese right now that need to get away from that fried food, you know, because fried food is just messing up our arteries. And we wonder why we so sick and why we going through this. And I just had a testimony about how people have really made a big difference in their life since they got on this patch and clean all the acid out of their body. And it's just amazing. We a young man that's on my team, he just signed up. A lady a few minutes ago, he called me and said, hey, which way should I go, out or down? I said, I think you better go down and make sure you can cover you know, that first leg for the first month. And it's just awesome. People are really coming into it now. I know it's hard in South Carolina to get people to change from the method that they had all their life, the doctors write all the time. Whatever they give you, take it. Don't question what they say. But I never was like that when I was growing up. I mean, I grew up on Castor. You know, I mean, at the beginning of the year, they take that Castor and sit. I know, Bonecrust, you don't know nothing about sitting that Castor in front of the fireplace and let it heat up a little bit. Then tell you, hold your nose and drink half of the bar.
And fall out.
So you know about it then. Man.
Well, I grew up on a farm, and you know I know all about that. You know, we grew up with nothing, and you know, I got a check from Zuma today. I get a check from Zuma every week, pretty much every week. You know, sometimes I miss, but pretty much every week I get a check. You know, every Thursday or Friday, it's a holiday. I go out to the mailbox and open up the mailbox, and there's a check in there with my name on it, and I holler, Zuma! Well, you know, the products are awesome. I lost 20 pounds my first 60 days on the products. And after about the third day, Alex and Pastor experienced the same thing. After about the third day, your body starts feeling the products. And it's kind of like, you know, Jesus was buried, and then he arose on the third day, and your body will start to become awakened, and the longer you're on the products, the better you're going to feel it. And I just feel very good, and Alex, just to kind of tell you, bring you up to speed, I was about 60 days ago, I was sitting at a restaurant. I don't know if you guys got Cracker Barrel restaurants down in Florida, but right here in Myrtle Beach, we got a couple of them. I was sitting in a rocking chair at one of the Cracker Barrels here in Myrtle Beach. And here walks this young man. You know, I don't know if he's really that young. He's not that really young. But he walks up to me, and he says, "Are you James Bone Christian Smith?" I said, "Well, you know, a lot of people think I am." He said, "Well, my name is Todd the Punisher Poulter. I'm the 2-time celebrity heavyweight champion." He said, "I've been looking for you." I said, "You have?" He said, "Well, champ." He said, "Well, champ, will you do something for me?" I said, "Well, it depends on what it is, Todd." He said, "Will you get in the ring and box me for 3 rounds? I said, "Todd, I'm 60 years old. I'm old. I got grandchildren. I'm sitting down in a rocking chair, Todd." And he said, "Well, suppose I made a donation to your foundation."
Oh.
I said, How much, Todd?" And he says, he whispered in my ear and told me how much. I said, "Todd, I'm old, but I'm thinking about getting out of this rocking chair just for you." I said, "Todd, here's what you got to do." He said, "What's that?" He said, "I'm sitting in a rocking chair, and you sit in that rocking chair facing me, and there's a checkerboard right here." I said, "Todd, if you beat me in checkers, I'll meet you next year in the ring." And I said to myself, guys, I said, you know, I'm going to let Todd beat me in checkers because everybody needed to win at least one thing in their life at something. It's going to be hard for Todd to beat me in front of all my fans down here in Myrtle Beach and on the world wide web around the world. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And I've been on Zuma products for over 12 months, and I'm fired up. It's just like having jumper cables attached to my toes, the right toe and the left toe. I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go.
Yes, I tell you. It's your amazing difference in my life.
It just brightened you right up, making you feel younger. I mean, it really does. I walked about 5 miles yesterday playing golf, you know, walking, playing golf, you know, and I was tired. But when I finished, took a shower, I felt good. And I feel real good. I don't feel like I'm 60. Yeah, I feel like I'm about 40. And only little issues that I have, you know, is some knees. And I think as I lose more weight, I'm going to take care of that arthritis to be moving around like a spring chicken.
Yes, sir.
But again, we want to welcome the people that's on the show tonight, and I don't know how many people we actually have on the show, but we definitely want to welcome Alex Penix from St. Augustine, Florida, a long friend. We've been knowing each other a number of years. He's been to Myrtle Beach, and I've been to New Jersey, visiting with him, and been in his home. And Alex, do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share with us on the show tonight?
I was listening to what you said too about the when you get this web page up for the children.
Yeah.
I actually am involved down here. I'm like a quiet involved with the Boys and Girls Club down here in this area. And once you get that going, I can actually get them to where they can jump on the on web, and you can mentor them as well. And they do have computers there.
Absolutely.
Because originally it was I was gonna help them raise some money for their organization, the one over here in St. Augustine. But because there's so many of them, I couldn't do just the one. So what happened was, after we had a couple of meetings and tried to work things out, we're going to play it where we're going to show them a successful show this year, and then next year allow them to actually get their Boys and Girls Club involved. This way they can raise money to continue doing the well work that they're doing with the children. But I would definitely, once you give me the red light, I'm going to go down there, speak to the guys in charge, which his name is Michael, and I will turn around and make sure that they're doing things where you can actually do your mentoring with them as well. So that way you got Florida, brother.
That is so awesome. Tomorrow, and I will definitely do that, Alex, tomorrow I will be in North Carolina, and I'm meeting with the superintendent of that particular county, and I think she will want to do the same thing. And then today, I got an email from a lawyer. And, you know, back in August, I spoke to about 200 lawyers at the Bar Association in Fayetteville. And out of that meeting, a book signing, I was invited to go speak to the Kiwanis Club. And I'm going to do that on Tuesday, around 12:30 on Tuesday. And I got an email today, and the email went like this: "We need your bio." And so I sent the bio, and the reply was on this attorney was the young man Don. He's also over the Boys and Girls Club. So it's amazing you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club, because this is a national and probably an international organization. And all of a sudden, just think about it, Alex and Pastor Hill, if we could align ourselves with Boys and Girls Club, just that one organization around this country and around the world, and plug them in. They already have an after-school program. But all of a sudden, the former heavyweight champion of the world, first college graduate to become heavyweight champion of the world, the first guy to take Mike Tyson 12 rounds, all of a sudden he has an after-school program that taps into the Boys and Girls Club. And think about how big that could be, because they have Boys and Girls Clubs all around this country.
Well, I'm connected with the Boys and Girls Club also. But, you know, what I was thinking today, too, I was connected with the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
We can't leave the Boy Scouts out of the either.
Say, for instance, they knew we were going to come on with our after-school program at 6 o'clock every day, or maybe once a week, whatever. We don't want to bog ourselves down, but, you know, I'd be willing to do it 5 days a week at 6 o'clock. You feel what I'm saying? And if it got to go up, maybe we start out at one day a week, but all of a sudden we make it 5 days. It's an after-school program. And think about it, guys. Suppose we did an online, this made this an online reality show. And then I think because of what's happening in schools now, I saw yesterday in Florida a young man went into high school down in Florida, somewhere down in Florida, and shot one of his classmates. And that happens on a regular basis. These kids, they need mentoring. They need people, somebody to tell them that they shouldn't do that. And sometimes the parents tell them and tell them and tell them, and they get kind of bored and don't listen to the parents. We know how that is. We were that way. And but sometimes when someone else tell them, they'll listen. Right.
They'll listen. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, Alex, you can go ahead and reach out, and definitely we're going to have a code. We're going to have a code that they can log in to my website right on their computer, and they have computers, and they'll have access to us.
Okay. That's not a problem. You consider that done Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be out running by next week with the computer to hook up?
You know, I'm going to start this because right now people, mine is on Christmas, and I'm probably good before the last day. I talked to the young lady today and told her that I was going to, because they got some special going on with this technology. She said I need to sign up for it by December 31st, and I was telling her that I want to make sure I have this in place but when kids go back to school in January.
Okay.
After the holidays.
Okay.
So, Mr. Bone Crusher, real quick.
Yes.
You said you having a fight June 14th?
Yes.
Okay. And it's what state against what state again?
It's in Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Because what I'm thinking is if you bring flyers, being you're coming to the May event down here in Florida, I would love for you to pass out your flyers and try to get some extra people to come down to this event.
Absolutely. Alex, why don't you just go ahead and do you have the same email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is it? State? What is it?
State Alert.
State Alert. At Hotmail. I'm going to, tomorrow, I'm going to email you within the next couple of days. I'm going to email you a flyer. Matter of fact, Alex, you can go on my website, championforkids.org, and you can see that, but I'll email you as well. And when you go talk to the boys and girls, I'm going to email you the bio that I sent those guys, and it's going to explain about the online after school program and that we're trying to turn it into a reality show. And I think once we do that, this part, the online part, I think someone out there, a TV program, would want to buy this reality show, because you know reality shows now, they got a lot of junk on there, and really what we're trying to create is a real life situation that's going to really bless the kids and bless the parents and bless everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you email it to me tomorrow, I have Mike's email, so I can just, once I'll keep a copy and I'll forward it to his email, and then Monday I'll call him and let him know that it's there. So.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it on your show. When is it, Tuesday?
Yes, sir, Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Okay, we'll talk about it Tuesday.
I want you to talk about the fight, too, the 14th one as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely want to know about your book.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring your book when I come through there. You know, I'm coming through there on the 2nd of January.
2nd of January?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm coming through that. You know, I tell you, I'm going down to Fort Lauderdale. We're going to take a cruise.
Oh, you
got to
pass me anyway.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Before I get into some serious training, I got to do a little fun, you know, in the Bahamas.
I ain't mad at you.
And then Alex and Pastor Hill, when this is said and done, my family, we're getting together. We're going August the 3rd. We're going on that Alaskan 7-day cruise to Alaska. So we're going to take a cruise at the beginning and a cruise after this event.
Well, do me a favor when you go down there. I heard it was beautiful. So when you go down there, take some pictures and send them to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my things I'm going to do one day, too. But right now I'm more focused on, you know how I am, James, I'm really focused on these kids. I've been for a long time, and I want to make a difference in the kids' life. But once I get everything together, and like I said, right now, this show being a success can actually put me in a career for my own business. It can put me in a state of mind where I'm helping the children way more than I could have ever did when I was down in Jersey. And, I mean, it's going to step up my whole criteria in life as far as with my wife and, you know, the homestead. And, you know, it can make a big difference for me. And that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, because I feel once this is done and we're doing it annually as far as, like, the boxers, like, I don't mean to throw some names out, so I'm not going to name them, but you know a few of them, like from New York and stuff like that are really, really having hard times. I'll actually be able to help them as well. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you count me in, I'll definitely be there. And then, you know, we can bring some of those same guys into Myrtle Beach.
Well, that'd be fine as well. I mean, actually, once they're there, because like I said, there will be, like right now, the 10 people that's going on the list right now that I have confirmation 100% of, it's Ernie Shavers, Terrible Tim Witherspoon, Ray Mercer, you, Mike Weaver, Simon Brown, Nate Campbell, Poison Junior, Billy Backus, and DeMarcus Chop Chop Corey. So right now I'm about to put those 10 on my webpage so people can start purchasing advance order autographs. This way they'll save some money and they'll be able to come down and actually meet everybody, because I'm going after – I would like the attendance to be a little over 10,000 people, because this way if it goes that far, it makes history and it makes some of these other things, like, I mean – like, you know as well as I do, the problems with, like, Ed Brophy. And, you know, I hate to throw names out there, but you know, he makes a lot of money off of y'all guys, and then when you try to make a few dollars, he has a problem with it. You know, so I'm not trying to do that kind of concept. I'm trying to do it where it's a family environment, and this way I'm not taking advantage, or no one's being taken advantage of as far as boxers. Because we're there to honor them, you know?
Absolutely. And let me give you another name. And he lives right there in Orlando, and he was our guest a couple weeks ago on this show. Pinkland Thomas, former heavyweight champ of the world. Pinkland Thomas is in Orlando, and that would be real good, I think. I don't know if you know him or not.
I never met him. I talked to him on Facebook sometime. Like, sometime I talk to him, and sometime he just don't reply. But he's going to be in New York this weekend at something. And my partner, Mike Jameson, who's not on the phone with me right now, but originally, you know, he was supposed to. I don't know what happened. But he's going to actually talk to him about doing, you know, a radio show and coming and getting involved with the things I'm getting as well. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, and plus one other thing to add on to that. I have quite a few boxers that are up and coming, and you know, right now they have no real name, so they will be walking around the fairgrounds giving out free autographs. So it's not all about, you know, it's not all about the money for some people, but to some people need that publicity, the, you know, the followings and stuff. So I'm doing a lot of things where boxers can get followings. I'm going to be helping the retired boxers. And the bottom line is I'm helping the children when everything is done, because I will be getting that youth center for in Hastings, and I will be getting their lives changed over there. And remember how I used to tell you how I wanted to do so many things for the kids? That's still in my plans. But I want to do a small one for these kids right here that need it immediately, and then I'll focus on doing my youth center to get everybody, you know, to the next level.
Yeah, I was on Sunday. I was with one of your friends, Bill. What's his last name?
Bill Depot. Yeah,
he was over there. He actually, you know, he has a place in New Jersey now that, you know, a little sports spot right there, and then that's where I did my book signing.
Yes, it's called Columbus Flea Market.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me you was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, that went good. Yeah, well, that's good. Pastor Hill, go ahead and, you know, reach out to the Boys and Girls Club that you're familiar with as well. And see, a lot of times the directors of the Boys and Girls Club, they know each other. So this could be a good way to network, and one could reach out to the next, and just we can just spread this thing all over. That'd be great. One of the things that I'm going to try to propose to these guys on Tuesday is take this up as a project. Take the Do Right Challenge. That, you know, that's the theme. The theme of what we're doing June 14th, 2014 is Fights for Families. And it comes underneath Champion for Kids, which is my nonprofit. But underneath that, Todd Punish Fulton and I will be fighting for the we're not going to really be fighting. How can a 61-year-old guy fight, okay? But we're going to have a belt, and the belt is going to be called the Do Right Challenge belt. So, you know, I just have a lot of respect for Todd, and I'll reach out to him today so he can be on the call tonight. He's 50 years old, and, you know, we had a chance to spend some time together this week, play golf, had some fun. He's from Massachusetts, great guy. And then he was with me when we reached out to a very big corporation that's in South Carolina, and it was a very good meeting, and I think that they're going to be part of what we're doing June 14th. I think if you have a good kids program and these corporations see your heart and see what you're trying to do, they will put their dollars up, and you know, because they see the same things we see on TV. The kids are getting in trouble. They're making bad decisions. And if we can just say a few words or do a few things to make a difference, they're all for it.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Pastor Hill, feel free to go ahead and reach out to the Boys and Girls Club that you're familiar
already
with.
Already did it.
Okay.
Already did that.
Okay, so, you know, we might want to start having some of those guys on the call, too, in the future.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, sure. I mean, maybe we reach out to one or two to just have them as our guests next Friday.
Okay.
And you know, and then we'll have more information. We have more information, but I'll just give them some general basic information that they'll be able to log in with their computers. They already have the computers. They already have after-school program, and basically with what we're doing, they'll have access to me, and they'll be able to tape it, and it'll be motivational stuff they can use at a later date. And, Alex, we can reach out, maybe perhaps we can reach out to Ernie. I know Ernie would love to be on the show. We can reach out to other champions, too, you know, in Vegas or wherever they live. We can have bring these guys on as our special guests as part of the reality show.
Well, you know what, Ernie is his birthday is coming up real soon, and they're doing a big thing for him down in Vegas because they're bringing boxers down. And who was I was actually talking to Mike Weaver the other day, and he was telling me that they just got in touch with him, and they're gonna do a birthday, you know, thing for him in Vegas. So,
when is that, Alex?
I guess I'd have to call Mike Weaver and ask him again, because I forgot. And I know it's coming up soon. I think it's right after the new year is his birthday. So.
Yeah, text me Mike's number, if you don't mind, because I had it. He became my friend on Facebook. And I saw him at the Hall of Fame last year. He that was his first year. I talked to him then, too.
Yeah, let's see. Wait, I got his. Ernie 31. Why are they saying they have. Maybe he's a roast or something. Because his birthday is 08/31. So maybe they're having a roast for him or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just looked up his birthday real quick on his charts that I have for him.
Yeah, find out find out and text it to me, if you don't mind.
Well, I'll hit Mike in a little while. Actually, you might even get a call back from me in a little while. I might have him on the three-way because I like aggravating. Actually, Mike Weaver is a funny guy. He was on my show last week, and he just, you know, he's funny. He's very witty and proper funny. That's the
wow.
Like a Bill Cosby funny, you know. So I thought that was kind of cool of him. You know?
Yeah.
You know that
about him? Yeah. And Ed Brophy asked him. Ed saw me. Me and Mike, we were in the same area back in June, and he said to Mike, Mike, are you having a good time? And then Mike looked at me and looked at Ed and says, yeah, I was having a great time until I saw that guy over there. Talk about me. You know, I beat Mike twice. Talk about me. Yeah, he's a nice guy. One of the nice guys. And Ernie Chavis, too. Two of the nicer guys in boxing, like, really.
Well, you know I'm going to beat up Ernie, don't you?
Why?
Oh, he didn't tell you? He told me when I pass away, he's taking my wife away. So he said, he told me I don't have to worry about no one being with her because he's going to be with her.
Well, she is pretty.
Well, thank you. Nah, but you know, Ernie is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
If anybody ever says something bad about Ernie, I think I'm going to have to deal with him.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so it's a wonderful thing. You know, my whole thing is when I talk to you boxers and you know, because I've never been in the ring, even though I train the kids and stuff, you know, cardio and stuff. But when, you know, people out here, if y'all listening to this, when you meet these boxers, you know, first thing you should do really is shake their hand and because you don't know what kind of – it's a privilege to actually meet a lot of these people. Like, it was a real big privilege. When I first met Bone Crusher, me and him was at the Boxing Hall of Fame, and he started talking and laughing. He said, you know what? I'm shutting this down, because he was still signing his little autographs. He said, come on back here. And he started telling the stories, and, you know, you can learn a lot, even though a lot of these kids don't have the heart to do some of the things that y'all did. Like, oh, they got all these equipment and stuff compared to what y'all used to have. Y'all used to have the heart. And that's one of the things that's killing boxing. These kids nowadays don't have the heart like y'all did. You know, they just want to go train and look pretty and want all the girls and want to be like Mayweather and make $1 million every fight, and that's not the way it is. You know?
Well, you know, I think, yeah, I agree with you, Alex, but, you know, what we're doing now is reach out to those kids and kind of expose them to the way we do it. And what we're doing now is we're giving back. And I think that's the way to kind of just let them know and enlighten them and let them know, you know, they can do it. But giving them an opportunity like, you know, like you're doing in May and like I'm doing in June, this gives them an opportunity to be around champions. And in my case, they actually be part of a competition, boys and girls, and that's the key of getting them, making them aware of actually what we go through.
Yeah, I got into it one time with the kids just before I moved. They thought they was like, you know, thinking every time you go and fight pro, you're making thousands of dollars every time. I'm like, I don't know who told y'all that. I said, y'all lucky if you get $100. They say, nah, I'm telling you. So I was like, I called up Nate Campbell because I had to call him anyway, you know, when I left the gym. So I was like, I called him a little early. So I called up Nate, and I'm like, Nate, would you? Then I put him on speaker. I said, when you had your first fight, how much did you bring home? He's like, about $75. They're like, nah, you make thousands of dollars. He's like, no. So it's like these kids see what they see, and they don't understand the hard work behind it. That's why I'm, you know, I have so many people right now that's going to be coming that are not named people, like household names. That way people can start knowing more of the boxers. And hopefully with that kind of a boost, maybe boxing could come back to being the fine sport that everybody used to know it to be.
Yeah, I think so. I think it will. Pastor Hill, would you like to add something at this time?
No, I'm just grateful for having y'all on tonight and to take out your splendid time to be on the show tonight. I'm sorry for the technical difficulty, but I can see why now we got technical difficulty, because the enemy do not want this to go forward. So we got to fight through. I mean, actually, the server is down, and we still doing the show. My station is going way off the map. The server even come back up yet, but I thank God that he led me to call him like this, and y'all stuck in there. And the enemy is defeated on this, because we need to help our children. We need to help. Somebody got to do it. There got to be a change. There got to be a change now.
Well, Pastor, one thing is you got to remember, regardless what kind of day it is, you can't stop the sun from shining in.
That's
clouds can be there, but the sun still peeks around.
The sun got to come in, and we are
so
that sun.
So this is something that the sun brings in every day.
Well, I hear you, I hear Alex, I hear both of y'all, and I believe both of you all hear me, and we hear each other loud and clear. We work this thing out. Ain't God good?
Yes,
he is. Yes, he is. Now, Pastor, what time your show come on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock?
I'm sorry?
Your show come on 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes, sir. No, it comes on Tuesday. What will happen is I'll actually be Monday, I actually start posting it all around Facebook with the actual link.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want, I can send the link to Bone Crusher, and Bone Crusher can send the link to you. So that means all you have to do is just hit your phone, and you can start listening in, you know, if you got a smartphone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there you go. Okay. So, I mean, I'll make sure Monday that I send the links to Bone Crusher, and he'll send them to you, and y'all can send them to whoever you wish, and the more the merrier, you know how that is. And
we'll
listen to what Bone Crusher has to say. We'll have some jokes. We'll make some fun. We'll talk some serious, because I like to mix it up, because I'm a little crazy in the head anyway.
I like that. I like everything I heard tonight. I tell you, this would make a good show. This make a real good show.
It's an awesome show, and I'm so excited that we're going to link up these boys and girls. And, you know, I would love to link them up where they could get one of my books as well as part of the promotion of linking into with this reality show and make that part of an award where they can actually see the show. If we get enough of these organizations together, maybe they want to just get a few books and be part of this reality show, and we raise enough money to actually create a regular. We're going to keep our radio show, Blog Talk Radio, and then once we get the online reality show going, we're going to keep that. But there might be a TV station out there say, "Hey, we want you all to be part because it's new. It's not happening. We want you all to be part. You all to be the first. Be part of a after-school reality show." Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, you can go to different states to the different boys' clubs.
So what?
There's boys' club in every state. So what you could probably do is end up traveling to every state and doing each week. You can do different topics in that area.
A different episode at another boys'. They got several Boys and Girls Club in the state. You know what I'm saying? Because they got one in Myrtle Beach, they got one in Fayetteville, they got two in Wilmington, I know for sure. So they got several Boys and Girls Clubs in each state. So you're right. We can do another episode at the Boys and Girls Club in each state, different states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would definitely be the topic that people can really appreciate. And, you know, deal with these situations.
Real life events, man. Current event, real life situation. How to handle some problems. And being that I had both of my parents, I like one of the subjects we teach is how I dealt with mom and them. How do you spell mom and them?
I ain't no great speller, so I ain't going to attempt it.
Pastor Hill, I want one of the shows to be about homonym.
I know that's right. I remember that fat lot of log coming from around the corner a couple months. You didn't fix that fire in that stove, like.
Well, let me ask you something, Pastor. You were in what state?
Asbury, South Carolina.
Okay, so he's by you, Bone.
Yeah, he's a couple hours from me.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, you know, we're actually, that event on May 10th, we're doing it live on Internet. We got a camera crew and everything that's coming down. So maybe we could work something out where, you know, maybe I could bring a busload of the kids or something like that to get them out of the state, and this way they can meet some different, you know, different people and get out for a little while.
Where's that going to be?
I'm sorry?
Where's that going to be? You going to be doing that show?
No. What I'm saying is, I'm sure there's poor kids over in that area. And one of the reasons why kids act the way they act is because they never been nowhere. They never know nothing other. Maybe y'all can get I don't know, some churches have like small buses or whatever. Maybe you can take a couple of the kids and come to the actual event.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
be
a bone crusher.
Yeah. Yeah, we can all
do that. They're going to do that for sure. They're going to do that for sure in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, but that's Myrtle Beach. This is Florida. This is somewhere, this is out of the area. You know, you in Florida, I mean, you in South Carolina. You got to still go through Georgia. I mean, and what is the trip? Maybe 5 hours, if tops?
Who are you dealing with, Alex? Who are you dealing with being able to show that situation down there?
I'm letting Joanne Mathis, the lady that's in, the owner of the radio station that I do my talk show on, she's actually bringing everything, because we're going to do a live radio show on her, you know, internet, because after the new year, we're going to actually have, like, I'm waiting for my computer and everything, because you can see us live, like, we're going to be having live internet chats, as well as, you know, people can listen to us, like they're doing now, so we're going to do this through Skype. So she's setting up all this stuff after New Year's. And, like, let's say, for example, you're at a computer and you have a cam or Skype, we can actually put everybody where everyone's talking together as we talk as a unit.
Yeah, I got that.
Right.
If people are at my house, or at the, you know, at the studio, we'll bring them to the studio and we'll talk at the studio, you know, and everybody will see it live.
Oh, right. We're in the hook there. We're
working on a lot of things. She's doing her thing, I'm doing my thing, and together we just, you know, like, as I step to the left, she steps to the right, and she tells me what she's doing on the right, I tell her what I'm doing on the left. You know, so we work as a unit, and that's the only way you can do things nowadays, when people are working as a unit, and she's in Jersey. You know what I mean? She's in Jersey. Uh-huh. Do you remember when I told you that Donovan Razor Ruddock's nephew, is I train him? I do his cardio.
Yeah.
He actually started doing, because he's in school, he's in college for radio and public speaking. So he started his internship with her, and she was trying to find ways of doing more things. So me and her know each other from the phone, but never met. But if you talk to us, you'd swear we knew each other for years. You know, but Bone Crusher knows that's part of my personality. I like to make everybody happy. And, so she's out of Jersey, so she's bringing the radio show from Jersey to Florida just for this event. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to actually do it, because we have some, there's people down here, they have like a museum and the different places down here and there's a lot of to-do down here in St. Augustine. People don't realize. When you say Florida, you think Disney, you think Orlando, you think Miami. People don't know about St. Augustine and the great things they have here.
Yeah,
on my webpage, right after New Year's, on my webpage, you will see we have a guy that, you know how they give the handouts or the tour places? and stuff. He is actually going to put that map on my webpage so you can actually see the hundreds and hundreds of things to do. There's a light museum down here from the 1800s. This one guy just collected lights. All he did collected. So, I mean, there was chandeliers and stuff. I'm like, wow, that's how they had lights back then? So, I mean, it will really amaze you. And then they got this one museum down here that's a Spanish military hospital museum.
I've been there.
Oh, you've been there? Yeah, I've been to the first school.
Yeah, I visited that about a couple years ago.
How interesting is that whole area? How interesting is that?
That's fantastic. Especially that healing spring. Man, that water is something. I'm going to drink some of that.
I'm trying to bring people down here, like maybe on a Tuesday. I'm actually working on a couple of fishing trips where, like, you know,
you ain't doing no fishing trip.
Oh yeah, we going out in the morning and we come back in the late afternoon.
Oh no, you didn't say that. When you going out?
I'm telling you, I'm working on a lot of things. You gotta check it. Hey, listen,
Well, guys, I certainly have enjoyed y'all tonight, but it's amazing how we get our mind on something that's very interesting and very positive. Oh. Time just go by, and we've come to almost to the end of our show. We're still talking. We don't want to stop talking.
I'm
telling you right now, Ernie Shaving is going fishing. I'm bringing a bunch of the boxes.
Can of worms, fish. Wow.
Well, do you fish bone? Do you fish bone crusher?
Oh yeah.
Oh well, then I guess I'm about to put you on a boat too.
Oh my God. Well, I can't wait. Y'all are midnight night now. Man.
Well, guys, I want to thank you all for being on the show tonight. We've had a great time. We talked about a lot of great possibilities, helping the kids, and talk about a couple of events, one in Myrtle Beach and one in St. Augustine, Florida. And we look forward to both of them, May 10th and June the 14th, 2014. It's going to be a great year, and we just look forward to the next show, which is going to be next Friday. At 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And, Alex, we look forward to being on your show Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And we want to thank you for being on the show. Pastor Hill, it's always great hearing you and being part of the show with you. And I guess that's all I have. And we'll just say good night.
Good night, people.
Thank you all. Good night.
I'm waiting for the music.
It's coming. I tell you, we haven't touched some distance tonight. They're trying to stop this show. So we might not get the music. It's very plain. Oh, well, God is good.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. God is definitely good.
God is good.
Well, I will text you Monday the link, Bone Crusher, and you will send it to the pastor, and, you know, maybe the pastor will want to call in.
Oh, yeah. Well. I'll call in. Oh, yeah. I'll be right there.
All right. Well, then I guess you're going to be on Tuesday's show, too. But just remember, it's about Bone Crusher. We'll throw you in there, but it's about Bone Crusher.
Hey, I love Bone Crusher. Me and Bone Crusher get along real good together. I ain't stepping on his toe.
Yeah, but like I say, hey, we'll get it worked out before Tuesday.
Okay, then. Okay. And I'm going to get this fishing workout before tomorrow night.
Well, you need to have the music on. We got to go out with a... Well, you know what, Bone Crusher, why don't you take us out with a prayer? Or a pastor, why don't y'all take us out with a prayer instead of the music?
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor.
Bone Crusher.
You gonna go?
I guess. Well, Pastor, take us out with a prayer.
Father in heaven, once again, we have come to the end of a great conversation. Lord God, in spite of all the technical difficulties that we're going through, we still put our faith and trust in you. God, we are all about you. Lord God, we are about helping thy people. You said when two or three people gather together in your name that you would come in the midst in spite of all the enemies doing tonight. We feel you in the midst because we talk about helping people. We're going to help some former boxers, Lord God. We're going to help some children that's looking for a new way out and don't know which way to turn. It's amazing how God has, it got to be God put all this Florida, New York, Delaware, Lord God, Ohio, all the pastors and leaders and champions in different sports is coming together in unity. And ain't nobody can do this but God, and we thank you. Right now, Lord, I pray that these two Holy Spirits come together and agree on the same thing, that we intercede to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, that he do personally interceding on our behalf, not saying amen, because we're coming back together again. Thank you.
All right.
I'll see you.
Have a great one.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
God. It's messing up there. I hope this ain't good.